goodness.
Secretly, I'm the winner. No, I'm playing. Which blood type is known as the universal recipient? You know blood types?
No.
Ooh, then this might be over.
Type C?
But well, I don't think that's fair.
Bro's got a type.
No, type A.
Bro's got a charger blood.
He's got the type A.
No. Can I check my answer since I already locked mine in?
Yeah, go for
it. Okay. Universal receiver?
Recipient.
I don't know.
So, yeah.
This is, like, unfair.
So, think of... Gotta take a shot in the dark. Name a random one.
I don't even know what they're called.
You got type A, type B, type AB, type O negative, type O positive.
AB positive and AB negative.
There we go.
I think I know. Type AB?
Recipient?
Positive or negative?
Positive or negative, my friend?
Positive.
Well, it just says...
It just says AB vaguely.
I think he's got it.
He did have it right. It was AB positive. I had O negative because I thought it was universal donation. Mm. So, because any blood type can take O negative.
So, there we go. We got the official Jeopardy champion.
Yay!
That's crazy. Yay!
You win a prize.
That was intense.
You win a prize.
What prize?
I don't know. Maybe like a soda. We'll see. I will make sure to get you a treat, like maybe a candy or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, now, it is almost the end of our show. We got 10 minutes left, so we're going to chill, laugh, and just do some Would You Rathers until, like, 5 minutes, and then we're going to play out to some music.
This kid's smart. I took my blood test. Not like the test thing, but in living environment this year.
Did you pass?
Yes, I passed with an 82.
Heck yeah.
And I passed my geometry regions with a 71.
That's what's up. So, would you like to read this, DJ Big Mac?
Only be able to play one game from each game studio, or only be able to play the games made by one game studio?
Ooh.
As in what type of studio? Like, are we talking a franchise like Xbox or PlayStation?
Yeah, we're gonna go with that.
That's the studio?
Yeah, we're gonna go with that.
Xbox. I'm doing the only be able to play games from one studio.
What about you guys?
I might have to
go with only be able to play one game from each studio.
No, you don't wanna do that. I'm telling you don't want to do that.
Because you can only play two games.
Xbox is Microsoft. Microsoft has every single game.
Not Nintendo.
Nintendo can suck it.
We're not saying that.
I might love Mario, but...
I love Mario.
Alright, fine. I'll go with only be able to play the games made by one game studio.
What about you, DJ Pepper?
I'm going to say play a game from one studio.
And it seems that... You guys are in the minority. 29% of people.
I've always been in my... No, I'm
agree. So would you guys rather sneeze uncontrollably for 15 minutes every day at random? Or suddenly become completely naked for 5 minutes once a month?
Do you know what? Is it random?
Random.
Oh, no.
I would rather sneeze for 15 minutes.
Nah. Suddenly become completely naked.
I would rather do the naked one.
Really?
Yes.
Bro, I'll be hanging out in my room all of a sudden, and I'll just turn out to be butt booty naked.
It would be a spectacle, because it's like just sudden, like a magician trick.
I'm
picking sneeze uncontrollably.
Like a 2 second warning?
Nope.
2 seconds, like, you can't do anything.
Nope.
So you're like, watch this trick.
Just random.
Oh, my clothes are off.
Just completely random.
Yeah.
See, I'm picking sneeze uncontrollably for 15 minutes.
I'm doing the 5 minutes of naked.
That's crazy.
The reason I'm picking sneeze is because, I'm going to be honest, sneezing doesn't even feel that bad. Sneezing is cool. Like, maybe that's just a...
For 15 minutes long, though.
15 minutes is a long time, but what if you're at a...
I bet.
What if you're at a...
Perfect. Now I know 15 minutes is a long time.
Stop this up. What if you're at your little sister's graduation party?
Literally. Does that make you change your mind?
Oh God.
Nah.
Does that make you change your mind?
That's just, oh God.
So, 69% of people said sneeze uncontrollably.
Ah, sweet, nice. 69, nice.
So,
yo.
One of the last questions.
I know what you meant by that.
No, you just.
69 is just a funny number.
Would you guys rather control time or control the weather?
Control the weather for sure.
Time. Because I would go back and fix all my embarrassing moments.
Then you won't have anything to learn from.
But then you'll still remember it when you're back in normal time. And whenever you try and mention that, no one's going to know. So you'll be completely out of tune. And another thing is, you'll just break the space-time continuum by doing that.
That's so true.
Because, like, you'll, if you, let's talk, like, let's have, do... have we not learned anything from Family Guy? With Stewie and Brian, how if you touch a rock, you're running from dinosaurs?
You want to know what he asked me? He asked me if Sans was from Family Guy.
No, you gotta understand this, though.
No, there's no understanding this. How does a pixelated skeleton come from...
No, because there's these all these games, and there's people always saying this.
I need to understand. Where does a pixelated skeleton come into play in Family Guy?
DJ Pepper, what's your opinion on this?
Me, personally... I don't watch movies.
It's not even a movie. Oh my God.
No. But I've watched it lost. Before.
It doesn't matter though. I'm just surrounded by buffoons.
So me personally, I'd rather control time. Because that means I can spend a whole day not working, playing guitar, and I could just speed up when I'm working. So it will feel like boom. Like a 9-hour shift will feel like 5 seconds. I've been working since 8:15 a.m. I need a break. I'm 6 feet from the edge.
Oh my God, no!
Alright, so what's the consensus here? Would you guys rather control time or control the weather?
I'm controlling time, personally.
Alright.
Yeah, same.
And DJ Pepper?
What?
You'd rather control in time or the weather?
I'm gonna control the weather for sure.
That's fair.
I don't have reason to go into the future.
If
or
you
the
think
past.
About it, if you really wanted a day off work, you could get them from both. Cause I have work tomorrow. Huge snowstorm. Boom. Big brain.
Yeah.
Get skinnier every time you tell the truth.
Would you rather get stuck with a needle each time you lie, or get skinnier each time you tell the truth?
Get skinnier each time you tell the truth.
Is it like at the end of the day you get stuck with the needle, or is it at
the
moment?
I don't like this question. We're going to do a different one. All right. Would you rather never be able to draw or never be able to write?
Never be able to draw.
Never be able to draw, cause like you could just write out your emotions.
You could type.
I'm not doing it.
Which one? You're never being able to write.
All right.
I'm not doing the question.
He's opting out of this.
DJ Rizzler is not doing the question.
DJ Pepper, what about you?
I beg to differ with writing, because like. Writing a book report, most 9 times out of 10, it's online.
Mm-hmm. That's typing, then.
And it's writing a book report.
Nah, but you're typing the book report. We're gonna have to disagree there, my friend.
Agree to disagree.
I see where you're coming from, but I'm just seeing it a different way.
I'm going in a literal form.
So you're never gonna be able to draw?
Yeah.
All right. I'm opting out.
And DJ Pepper?
I would say I would never want to be able to draw.
If I'm being honest, I would imagine that to be like 99% difference.
So, now, it is the end of our show, everybody. I hope you had a great time listening to these wonderful DJs. We're going to do a sign-off. DJ.
Rizzler. DJ Pepper.
And.
DJ Rizzler.
And
we got DJ Big Mac.
And DJ Cola. Before I go, I'm just going to read a quote that I like, let you guys hear it. And this is by D.H. Lawrence. This is what I believe, that I am I, that my soul is a dark forest, that my known self will never be more than a little clearing in the forest, that gods
strange gods, come forth from into the forest, into the clearing of my known self, and then go back. That I must have the courage to let them come and go. That I will never let mankind put anything over me. But I will always try to recognize and submit to the gods in me and the gods in other men and women. That is my creed.
Inspiring.
Very inspiring. And now we're going to go into, I think, coffee. Mm-hmm. And we're going to end it with another coffee song. Fourth coffee song today. I hope you guys had a wonderful day. And thank you for listening. And tune in next week. If you would like. Mwah.